Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression. And one of the consequences of the present economy is, well, an increase in family strife and sometimes divorce. If you or someone you know is contemplating or is facing a divorce or family court issues, I want you to stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift offers insight and answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. I'm your co-host, Brian Horning. And with me, as always in studio, is my good friend, the president of the law firm of the offices of Edward Swift & Associates, Pam Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, what are we going to be addressing in today's program?
Well, one of the things that needs to, I believe, we need to talk about is litigation process and what happens with litigation, how important it is when you are embroiled in litigation to have somebody who's going to really be fighting for you.
Okay.
Fighting for your cause, fighting for, it's your voice in the courtroom.
Right.
And you need someone who's going to put that through in a way that the judge is going to listen. And that's one of the things my office does. That's
The marbles are on the table at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and sometimes I know that we've talked in the past about mediation. We're going to talk some more about mediation today. I'm real excited about a program that I just went through. It was a 45-hour intense mediation, advanced mediation training. I'm real excited about that. But the bottom line is there are times when litigation is your only avenue, and it could be for a variety of reasons.
Right.
And one being if to mediate or to go through the collaboration process, you have to have an agreement between the two parties. If there's no agreement, if one party has said, that's it, we're going, you know, I'm taking you to court.
I'm going to take you to the cleaners.
Right, I'm going to take you to the cleaners. You're not going to see those kids, or I'm going to take every dime you have. Those kind of statements are being made, and there's such a polarization. You have no choice. You have no choice but to litigate. It doesn't mean you can't still settle the case, maybe, but it sounds like if you've got somebody on the other side who's so polarized and they've got the attorney on the other side that is not going to settle the case, you need to have somebody going in with you to protect your rights and to get your say-so out there.
And Pam, if you have your druthers, it doesn't go to litigation, does it?
No, because it's I was thinking today about What are the benefits of litigation versus the benefits of mediation versus the benefits of collaboration? What are the true benefits of mediation? And it's basically down to, I got my day in court and I told you so.
And that's it.
And you may have both sides saying, I told you so. One of them saying, I told you so about the money issue, and the other one saying, I told you so about the kids.
Right.
And maybe the property split somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But the issue is, what's to benefit from it?
Yeah.
You're yelling at each other, you're calling each other names, you're putting things in writing. This is something really to think about. You're putting things in writing that when your children become adults, they can go to the courthouse and read.
I was in the mortgage business for a number of years, and if a person has had a divorce, we have to have the divorce decree to be able to do the loan. And reading through divorce decrees, I don't like doing that.
Well, no, going through the divorce decree, but just so you know, any time you're getting a divorce, something has to be filed with the court. So whether it's litigation or mediation, you're going to have the petition, and whether it's litigation or mediation, you're going to have a judgment. It's just you can, you know, fine-tune it. But what I'm talking about is there would be what's called an order to show cause that maybe custody's at battle. There's a custody battle. And the parties are saying some very nasty things about one another. And if you're throwing out those nasty remarks, what's the normal reaction? When somebody attacks you, what are you going to do? You're going to attack them back. And so sometimes there's truthful statements. A lot of times there's untruthful statements. But either way, it's on paper. and it's in the court record, and it's there for forever.
I want our audience to know a little bit about you and the firm that you have put together. I want them to get a sense, as I have, of your heart. So how did you get into this?
For whatever reason, family law is something that I just was endearing to me mm-hmm. from the time I decided to, it wasn't from the time I decided to be an attorney, from when I started law school, mm-hmm. thinking about, okay, what area of the law do I want to go into? And family law was something that always interested me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was because I'd been through a divorce, I was a single parent at one time. I don't know if that was it, or if it was just something, I like the feeling of helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And with family law, that's something, it's very personally rewarding. If mm-hmm. I can, when I go to court and I've got a victory for my client, and it's such a great feeling. And to have a client tell me, oh, I'm so glad you were my lawyer, and this mm-hmm. is the best thing that, you know, could have happened. It's the best outcome I could have asked for. That just makes you feel great. And the fact that you were able to help somebody out, it's just a wonderful feeling.
Now, those who don't know you don't know that you're a real sweetheart. And I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I know that's the case.
Sometimes. I don't know if my husband will agree with me all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is that God creates all of us with certain temperaments,
mm-hmm.
and some of us are confrontational, and others are not. You can hold your own on a litigation case, and you've been doing litigation for how many years now?
Well, if you count when I was a law clerk, gosh, it's probably about 26 years. But as an attorney, I've been doing it for almost 23 now.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know mm-hmm. your way around, and you mm-hmm. certainly know the Inland Empire court system.
That's all I've been practicing
right.
in.
Right,
so,
mm-hmm. You also, though, I know your heart is in mediation and in collaboration.
Since I've learned about that, absolutely.
Yeah.
I started out totally litigating, and, mm-hmm. and I say totally litigating. I was able to settle cases whenever I could. I would try and settle a case. But what I've learned as a family law attorney has made me believe even more in the need and the process of settling things for the sake of the children. Even for your own sanity, if you don't have children, just what you have to go through
right.
litigation. If there is a way to resolve the issues without having to put yourself through that, and especially put your children through that,
mm-hmm.
it's just a great way to go.
Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to give out Pam's number. We may have said enough where you know someone or you're in a situation and you felt that what we've said can be of benefit to you. That phone number is 909-606-0101. And again, that's 909-606-0101. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about litigation. You stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Just a few years ago, getting a divorce when you owned real estate was completely different than it is today. Back then it was, do we sell and split the profits, or does one of us buy the other out? Well, today it's a whole different ballgame. Most divorcing couples owe more than their home is worth. But to get a divorce, all assets and liabilities have to be worked out. Your choices? Well, there's loan modification, bank foreclosure, or maybe a short sale. Complicated stuff. When you or someone you know is facing these tough decisions, real estate professional Laurel Starks is someone you need to know. Laurel is an expert in short sale transactions and specializes in helping divorcing couples deal with their real estate in ways that are best for them. Know your options. Get the advice you need. Call Laurel Starks today at 909-945-0609. That's 909-945-0609. Laurel Starks, a real estate resource for those divorcing.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edwards Swift and Associates. We were talking, Pam, about litigation and also about the staff that, not the staff, what's the right word?
I call it my team.
The team that you've assembled in your law practice. And the people that you've chosen all fill a vital role, don't they?
Absolutely. And I absolutely love my team right now that I have. I have three excellent attorneys that are working with me. We're mm-hmm. not separate firms. It's all the same firm. It's mm-hmm. Edwards Swift and Associates. And I've got Stephanie Richer. Stephanie came from... a firm in Newport Beach with a very, what I would call a very high-end attorney, which we are in the Inland Empire, I mm-hmm. believe, but a high-end attorney in Newport Beach that represented movie stars and mm-hmm. and baseball players,
a lot
and,
of elite.
You know, football mm-hmm. players, that type of thing. She couldn't go to court ever, and it was very frustrating for her because she became an attorney so she could go to court.
Right.
And had a lot of passion for that and really wanted to do that. So she came to work for me, and I gave her the opportunity to go to court, and she has blossomed into mm-hmm. just a great litigator.
It's her niche.
It is. She's good. She's mm-hmm. she's Perry Mason on wheels. And mm-hmm. she is... I can't say enough great stuff about Stephanie, and Stephanie is compassionate about what we do. She is just excellent with the clients. The clients absolutely love her, and she goes in and she fights that battle, and she mm-hmm. does. She gets very good results. Mm-hmm. She's terrific.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then I was going to say then the next person that I've added to the firm is Sherry Davidson. Sherry was a clerk for a criminal judge in Los Angeles County for, I want to say, 15 years. It might not have been that long. It may have been longer, but mm-hmm. it's somewhere around that mm-hmm. that period of time. Went to law school. She was in a real heavy, it was in Pomona Court, and so it was the judge she worked for was the presiding judge over the criminal proceedings. So they had the tough cases. She had the murder cases. She had the the really hard cases that she was mm-hmm. The clerk in that courtroom. So she was able to sit there and learn some really great techniques from some really good attorneys. Mm-hmm. She also saw the bad attorneys and learned from their mistakes.
You do that.
So since she became an attorney, and this is what the type of person Sherry is, Sherry had become an attorney but continued to work as a clerk because her judge was retiring, and she didn't want to leave him mm-hmm. knowing that he only had a few months left on the bench. Mm-hmm. So even though she'd become an attorney, she put her career on hold to help him finish out his career as a judicial officer. Mm-hmm. He retired, and then she became, then she went out mm-hmm. to practice law. Mm-hmm. But Sherry's awesome. And she, again, she gets results, and I think part of it has been what she has seen. She's seen the good, she's seen the mm-hmm. bad, and she's just totally awesome.
You know, another program we might do would be to invite them in.
Oh, absolutely.
That
would be great.
Yeah.
And Sherry's fun.
Right.
She has a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She's really good. So, mm-hmm. And then rounding up the team, Farhad Azimi, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, mm-hmm. I call him. He is a great attorney. He's a nice person. He's a good attorney. Same thing. He can resolve a case if he needs to, but if we need to get some of that testosterone going, he can
right.
do it. And he's good, and he gets results.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he comes back from court, and I don't think I've ever heard him say, "Oh, we didn't do very well today." It's every mm-hmm. time he comes mm-hmm. back, it mm-hmm. is, you know, we won another one,
right.
did another one,
right.
and he's getting the results for the clients.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes in, the judges like him, the clients like him. I've had a couple cases where, you know, people come in and they only want me because mm-hmm. I headed
right.
up the firm and I'm
right.
the one. They only want me. But I know that Farhad would be really good for this case,
mm-hmm.
and so basically because of maybe the dynamics of the other
right.
side, you never know. So I'll introduce them, and the minute I introduce them to Farhad, all of a sudden they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. They're okay with him, and they don't feel that they absolutely have to have me. They're comfortable with him,
mm-hmm.
and that's true with Sherry, and that's true with Stephanie. They just, my clients love
good.
Anybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I say anybody on the team, that doesn't mean that every time they go to court, they're going to get a different attorney.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
There are two of us at all times knowledgeable about the case. So it's either Stephanie and one of the other attorneys, or it's me and one of the other attorneys. And it could be Stephanie, but it's usually either Sherry or Farhad. What we do is you're going to have an attorney to contact at all times. If one of us is in court, then you can talk to the other attorney that's available,
mm-hmm.
hopefully available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if we've got people in the office, but if we're seeing clients, but as a general rule, you've got two attorneys available to you at any, you know, given time.
And then you also have paralegals on staff who, I'm assuming, and again, forgive my ignorance, but I'm assuming they're doing a lot of the legwork.
They do they're doing a lot of, you know, the phone calling, they're doing there's a lot of paperwork. Anyone that's been involved in the litigation system, especially now, they know that there's all types of court forms. And I have to throw my little soapbox thing in here about the court forms. The Judicial Council decided, and I think it's the Judicial Council that decided to do this, that they needed to make things easier for pro per litigants, people that were representing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they have made these uniform forms that for people to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And what the problem is with that, though, is they've made it more complicated. People see these forms and
they have no idea.
It's more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
good. I wanted to make sure we took the time to introduce the staff, and I'm assuming that when you meet with someone, their particular circumstance is going to dictate who you assign to work on the case, whether it's you or whether it's someone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I try to fit the personality,
mm-hmm.
too, because we're all different personalities.
Right.
And I try to fit the personality to the client.
Right, yeah. Well, folks, we're going to be taking a quick break. Let me give out Pam's number again. That number is 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. When we come back, we're going to be talking about another program that has, it's, you're going to be excited about it. Remember, you're listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just a few years ago, getting a divorce when you owned real estate was completely different than it is today. Back then it was, do we sell and split the profits, or does one of us buy the other out? Well, today it's a whole different ballgame. Most divorcing couples owe more than their home is worth. But to get a divorce, all assets and liabilities have to be worked out. Your choices? Well, there's loan modification, bank foreclosure, or maybe a short sale. Complicated stuff. When you or someone you know is facing these tough decisions, real estate professional Laurel Starks is someone you need to know. Laurel is an expert in short sale transactions and specializes in helping divorcing couples deal with their real estate in ways that are best for them. Know your options. Get the advice you need. Call Laurel Starks today at 909-945-0609. That's 909-945-0609. Laurel Starks, a real estate resource for those divorcing.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. Okay, Pam, we've talked a little about litigation and when it's necessary. We've also talked about the staff that you have working with you and the fact that you really, really love it when a case can be solved through mediation. The danger with that is that a lot of folks, we had mentioned, there are a lot of forms now that folks can kind of almost fill out themselves, except that they've become very complicated. The danger is that a lot of folks, especially as the economy, are now trying to go to paralegals who definitely serve a function. We don't want to knock that, but are not experts in family law. And sometimes what happens is they go through a paralegal situation to try to work out the divorce proceedings. And, they wind up having to come to you to fix mistakes that really should have been dealt with in the beginning. You're offering something now that I kind of find very exciting. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
I'm real excited about it. And this came to me when I was doing this advanced mediation training. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking there's got to be a better way to do this. Right now what's happening is, with the first marriage, your chance of being divorced is about 50%.
Mm.
In a second marriage, which a lot of us have been through, it's a 61% chance that you're going to be divorced. And in a third marriage, it's a 72% chance that you're going to be divorced. Think about what's happening when you've got the first marriage, second marriage, third marriage. Even with one or two, you have children.
Yeah.
And you may have children with the first person, the second person. You have stepchildren. You have retirement accounts with one party, maybe with another party. You have property that you owned with your first spouse that now you have to, now you're buying property with your second spouse, and now that divorce has ended. What happened to the money from the first one? Is that community? Is that separate? There's a lot of issues that come up with property, with the children, with support, that a paralegal isn't going to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do they not know about it, they're not allowed to really talk about it. They are a form preparer. So they're there. What a paralegal's allowed to do is to prepare the form.
Okay.
That you tell the person what is to be on the form. Well, if you don't know what's to be on the form, how is this being filled out correctly?
Right, right.
So what I'm doing now, this is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm offering right now. I'm calling it divorce in a day.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do, what my firm will do, is if a couple, and this has got to be a couple, this isn't going to be a difficult mediation. When I say difficult mediation, that there's a lot of issues to
right,
be resolved.
Right.
But if there's a couple that they've pretty much decided what's going to happen with the kids. They've pretty much decided what's going to happen with their property. They know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm offering for them is for them to come in to the office, and I will dedicate the entire day. My entire day will be dedicated to them.
Mm-hmm.
And a paralegal from my staff will be dedicated to them. And we will focus on that couple only. And when they leave the office that day, they will have all of their paperwork. Now, does that mean it's going to be over with that day? No, because remember that you've got to wait at least six months before you're divorced.
Right.
But all of the preparing the paperwork, giving the information to the paralegal, going back to the paralegal's office or an attorney to have them prepare it, and then you go back and review it, and then you maybe make changes, and then you've got to serve the other party. And then, no, I'm going to do all of that in one day. And then the parties can then take it, sleep on it, because you're reaching an agreement.
Sure.
Sleep on it, take it to another attorney to have the attorney review it for them,
mm-hmm.
If that's what they want to do, have it reviewed. They can do that. But the bottom line is, if they want it over with in one day, we're going to do it in one day. And we'll take care of the court and getting everything on file.
So let me make sure I understand. What we're talking about is having something way above what you would get with a paralegal only service, in the fact that you're going to be there to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, so it's not going to come back to haunt them. But we're also talking about doing this at about the same kind of price that a paralegal service would charge.
Yeah, I'm going to be charging them for my time is going to be very comparable to what they would be paying with the paralegal service to go through the whole route, and they're going to have an attorney actually preparing the paperwork. So I will sit down with them. We'll be preparing the judgment together, the entire agreement. But they're going to have a certified specialist helping them out there.
We never have talked about that today. Certified specialist as opposed to paralegal.
Well, certified specialist as opposed to any family law attorney, period. There is a designation offered by the State Bar of California for certain attorneys in certain areas of the law, and one of them is family law.
Mm-hmm.
And to become a certified specialist, you can't just say, oh, I practice family law, and so I'm going to specialize. You can't even use that word,
right,
specialize. And I see attorneys that aren't specialists use that word. They're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be actually certified by the state bar, which means I had to take an extra bar exam. One full day of another bar exam.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take additional MCLE credits, mandatory continuing education credits. I have to continue to do that. I had to get peer reviews. I had to get reviews from other attorneys that said, yes, she's good at what she does. I had to get reviews from judges. The mm-hmm. judges had to give me a thumbs up. And I had to demonstrate that I'd had so many trials, so many mm-hmm. court appearances.
Right.
I had to demonstrate.
And
I've got experience.
And continuing it as well.
Continuing, and right. I have to continue to renew my certification.
Right.
So it's
right.
not, you get it and then you have it for the rest of your life. It's not a tenured thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you have to keep pursuing.
Well, Pam, that wraps up our show this week. We just barely get into some of these subjects, and it's already time to close off. Well, folks, I hope this program has been some help to you or maybe to someone you know. If you are in a situation facing a divorce or know someone who is, again, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates stand by and are ready to give you some help. The number to call is 909-606-0101. Again, that is 909-606-0101. Well, this is Brian Horning thanking you for giving us time from your busy day. I hope the program has been a help, and be sure to tune in next week to another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. Pam, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Brian. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.